Today, our church celebrates the Feast of All Saints. The saints are our heroes. In today's first reading, they very loudly and clearly tell us their secret for becoming saints. And the secret is really no secret at all. For the huge crowd that appears in the Book of Revelation reading is proclaiming it in a loud voice so that we can all hear it. Salvation is from God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. When it comes right down to earth, then, the reason that there are any saints at all is simply because salvation is from God. One of the things God is very good at is making saints. God made a lot of them, and God is ready, willing, and able to make us saints as well. Now, this apocalyptic language in the book of Revelation always puts me off just a bit. It seems kind of overstated. But like the parables in Matthew, which we have read over the last several Sundays and will in coming weeks, this is in our scriptures to challenge us to reflect in different, perhaps less comfortable ways about this world and our lives within it. In today's Gospel of the Beatitudes, Jesus certainly indicates what sainthood is all about. Maybe we first need to consider what it is not. It is not a hazy, unattainable goal. When we read or hear about the saints, the temptation is always to distance ourselves. But when Jesus talks about the saints, he means us. We celebrate this feast also. The saints are given no special equipment, no extraordinary graces that are not given to the rest of us. We have only to look around at the quiet, gentle people who seek justice, act kindly, and remain faithful to see saints. These people receive no special fanfare as they pursue the kingdom of God, and they don't expect any. But their lives assure us that sainthood is possible within the grasp and of the most ordinary of us. If we have known a friend with a kindred sense of humor, a spouse willing to drive the kids one more time to one more game or practice, a friend who surprises us with warm cinnamon rolls or a soup, a teacher who goes the extra mile, a sales clerk who manages to be cheerful with us and wish us a nice day when it's their 200th greeting, or a server at the old schoolhouse brewery who happily runs up and down those steps for the 200th time that day. And all those we have in some way met a saint. This celebration of All Saints urges us to embrace holiness as a way of life, acknowledging that we are called by God to be saints. Holiness is achieved in all the small details of our daily life. Holiness is giving others their due. Blessed are the meek. Holiness is being peacemakers and putting an end to violence. Blessed are the peacemakers. Holiness is getting out the vote and getting out to vote. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Holiness is the Black Lives Matter movement and working for gender equity. Blessed are the persecuted. Holiness is even one unkind word that is swallowed, one malicious act that is not pursued. Blessed are the merciful. We could each list a multitude of these tiny threads that comprise the tapestry of our daily lives. Holiness is sharing all that we are and all that we have and acknowledging that all of life is a gift. Holiness is really absorbing and living The prayer of thanksgiving we say after communion in each of our liturgies. This feast is for all of us, not just those named as saints. This is a feast for all women and men whose lives are ordinary, who are not particularly conspicuous of heroism, not held up as examples of holiness. This feast is for the saints victorious and us saints still in process. We celebrate the Great Communion of Saints, a group that includes saints from all ages, each of us called to be an image of God's extraordinary presence in the most ordinary of ways in our daily living. The Communion of Saints is something I really believe in. We are all in this great communion. Here's an idea for November, the month of the saints, ones which Shannon and Peter mentioned in their email today. Celebrate the saints in your lives every day throughout the month. We have done this some, and our son Matthew really does it well. He and his family set aside a small table in a common area in their home and place on it the photos of all their relatives who have passed on. My mother and grandmother are there, Kathleen's parents, Jen's grandparents and aunts, cousins, uncles, and on and on. In this way, our personal saints are remembered each day of the month. Let the saints come marching in. The saints are in our midst. The saints are all around us.
Amen.